Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conti Forum here in Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts. We are pleased and proud to bring you coverage of the Mayor's Cup Youth Hockey Tournament. Along with Seth Arensky, I'm John Leahy. Delighted to have you along for the broadcast today. Seth, we will be looking at the Girls Under 12 Championship here for game number one. Alston Brighton taking on Charlestown. This is always competitive hockey. This first game should be no different.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting matchup because these teams played in the regular season and it wasn't a close game. Charlestown earning a 13-1 win, but Alston Brighton didn't have their regular goalie. So today it's up to Ava Russo to make up some of that 12-goal differential and maybe even lead her team to a victory against the Charlestown team that's lost just three times this year.
And in hockey, it's often a case of who can get the momentum early. Alston Brighton will be looking to get off to a good start. Should be a terrific hockey game today.
Yeah, you're looking at an Alston Brighton team that has nothing to lose after that first matchup. A slightly smaller roster, but that means some of their better players will get more ice time. On the opposite side, Charlestown brought up some of their U10 girls players, and that means that they're going to go through some more players. Some of their talented players like Aaron Flaherty, who also plays on the boys team for Charlestown at the Pee Wee level, won't get as much ice time, and that might provide a little bit of an equalizing factor.
Well, we are underway. Charlestown is in the red and Alston Brighton in the white. And the puck immediately comes into Charlestown ice as the Townies, moving from left to right across your television screen, they are in possession of the puck, and it'll be worked out to center ice. We'll tell you about the starting goaltenders in just a moment. Seth will provide that for you as Charlestown has the puck on the half wall as this puck is rolled in wide of the net. Down to play the puck is Jada Ventulo, number 32 in the corner. She'll get it back up on top for Aaron Flaherty. Shot wide of the goal, and Alston Brighton now in possession.
Yeah, we already mentioned Ava Russo will be the starting goalie for Alston Brighton. On the opposite side, Caitlin Sacco having a really good playoffs for Charlestown. Two games she's yet to give up a goal and a pair of big victories.
Puck is in the neutral zone as Alston Brighton in possession of it. And Charlestown very active on the forecheck here. They will come up with it on the turnover. It'll be an odd man rush. A quick cross-ice pass misses the mark as Brianna Dacey was looking for a tap from the far side of the net. And Charlestown will look to spread the zone here as they get it up top. And a quick wrist shot is deflected as firing that puck from the point, Rory McConnell. Charlestown will work it in front, and it's a score. A tap-in by Anna Corcoran. She was on the goal mouth. Seth, perfect positioning there. All she had to do was wait for the pass, and it was an easy tap-in to give Charlestown a 1-0 lead.
It all started with that 2-on-0 where they were almost too unselfish, passing up on the initial shot, but they were able to keep the puck in the zone, cycle it around, and eventually found the player wide open in front. Alston Brighton's got to do a better job of clearing the puck out of their own zone, and this is not the kind of start they wanted after that tough regular season game.
Clock continues to run. It is a continuous running time here at the Mayor's Cup Youth Championship, and Charlestown brings the puck back in the zone. Rory Shields losing the puck on a poke check. Townies goal scored by Anna Corcoran to give Charlestown the 1-0 lead.
And Corcoran is part of that big line for Charlestown. Corcoran, Lambert, and Dacey, the line that Derek Arsenault has said has really led them through these first two playoff games.
Charlestown is coached by Derek Arsenault. His assistant is Ken McConnell. Andy Hunter, the coach of Alston Brighton with Molly Santry as an assistant coach. Here's a quick shot and a big save here as going down to make that stop, Ava Russo.
It's a big stop from Russo. Again, Charlestown able to move the puck, and it got a point-blank look there on the far side. Russo able to make the save. Biggest thing you want to do if you're Alston Brighton is keep this game as close as possible, especially through this first period, to give yourself a little bit of confidence.
Ventulo picking up the assist on that goal. That was Jada Ventulo. 1:58 the time of this first period. And Charlestown draws first blood. Alston Brighton now collecting the puck at center ice. This is Stella Hunter, number 88. Goes to the firewall with it. Puck poked off her stick. And defending for Charlestown is Aaron Flaherty. Works it up the wall. Alston Brighton trying to sustain their first level of pressure in this hockey game. The backhander missed wide of the goal as the puck now played to the near corner. Alston Brighton off the wall with it. Here's a shot blocked and Charlestown up with it. Amaya Hastings with her stick on it. Hastings on the far wall, able to cycle it out to center ice. And down to play for Alston Brighton will be Juliana Kaufman.
This has easily been the best shift for Alston Brighton. Wellstead sent a shot just wide from the low slot, but they were able to actually sustain a little bit of pressure in the offensive zone.
Aaron Flaherty's shot was blocked, but Charlestown able to cycle the puck back in deep. Clock continues to move, 8:45 in our first period. Charlestown with a 1-0 advantage. Puck out to center ice, and Alston Brighton on the move. Audrey Wellstead, number 66, to the near circle, puts on the brakes. Trying to get that puck back to the point, and it's worked out to center ice. Tessa Canale has the puck, and she'll go cross ice here. Ellie Fahey into the Charlestown zone to the near circle, trying to pull the trigger, and Aaron Flaherty got a stick on that shot.
Yeah, I think we're going to be hearing a lot from Flaherty today, a player who didn't even play in the first two playoff games, and they won by a 14-0 score because she was playing with the boys' team.
Flaherty accelerates, has a breakaway opportunity, and a nice save there by Ava Russo. That's probably easily her best save of the game so far.
Yeah, and she's made two big ones in a row to keep this game at 1-0.
Quick flip shot on, and Ava Russo able to hang on for the faceoff. The 26th annual Mayor's Cup Youth Hockey Tournament is hosted by the Boston Parks and Recreation Department with support from Boston Mayor Martin J. Walsh and from presenting sponsor, the Boston Bruins Foundation, with additional support from P&G Gillette. Here's a quick shot on, kicked out by Russo. And on the loose puck, Charlestown with a scoring opportunity here as Julia Lambert flips it over the top of the net. Go ahead, Seth.
Shots now 5-0 in favor of Charlestown. The good news for Alston Brighton is Russo's made four saves and seems to be getting a little bit of a groove at this point.
Charlestown has had the edge in territorial play as reflected by those shot numbers that Seth just gave you. And Charlestown trying to maintain the pressure as they'll bring the puck through the neutral zone. Here's a breakaway opportunity. Moving in with a shot just wide was Julia Lambert. Got in behind the D. Townies fight for the loose puck. Here's a quick shot. Blocker pad saved by Russo. She has been terrific so far for Alston Brighton.
Yeah, and a lot of these saves are becoming more and more difficult. That was a great reaction save from Russo.
Quick shot from the far boards. Misses. Alston Brighton looking to gain possession here. Charlestown will work it toward the front of the goal. On the deflection, Cohen will chase to the corner. Charlestown keeping the pressure down low. 6.5 remaining in our first period. And the Townies, with the puck down low, they'll try to work it back to the point here. And out the center ice now, the Townies control Phoebe Neese with the puck there for Charlestown. Puck brought into the offensive zone. Alston Brighton with bodies back. Here's a shot and a score. Looks like Lambert. Oh, was that Olivia Arsenault who took that shot? Yes, and Charlestown extends the lead here. Seth, 2-0.
Yeah, the coach's daughter with a really nice finish going 1-on-2 against a pair of defensemen able to get a little bit of an angle and a really strong finish.
So the Townies on the board, 2-0. Coverage of the Mayor's Cup Hockey Tournament Championships is a Boston Neighborhood Network production due to an FCC ruling. Programs like these and access stations like BNN are in jeopardy. For more information on ways you can help, www.bnnmedia.org. Unassisted goal by Arsenault, time 6:32. And the Townies off to a 2-0 lead as this puck is wound in wide of the Alston Brighton net. And the Warriors, I think, Seth, desperately need this next goal. As often in hockey, a two-goal lead, the next goal, so important, who gets it?
Yeah, I just think they need a nice shift here, creating some offensive chances. They have just the one look that went off target, and they're doing a better job defensively, but it's not going to matter if they're unable to generate anything on the opposite end of the ice.
Rory Shields flipping one wide of the goal. Alston Brighton trying to get something going in the transition game. It'll be worked out to center ice where the Townies will re-attack. Here's a quick shot. Russo getting a stick on that. Coming to you from Conte Forum, home of the Boston College Eagles, both men and women's hockey. Outstanding venue, great place to call a game. As Alston Brighton now with the puck, and they'll squeeze it out to center ice. Charlestown collecting the first 9 shots of the game. Here's a shot from the angle that hit the side of the net.
And that was a good look from Stella Hunter, and just the second shot attempt for Alston Brighton at this point, still being outshot 9-0 on shots on goal.
Charlestown gaining the offensive zone, looking to sustain some pressure. The centering pass here for Kate Frawley. They'll get the shot wide. Firing that one was Rory McConnell. And Alston Brighton will look to clear. Shot from the point is blocked, and Alston Brighton gaining possession. Charlestown using that size advantage to their advantage. And speed through the neutral zone. Alston Brighton trying to create some momentum here as it's brought in the zone by Stella Hunter. Hunter trying to weave through that second layer of defense. And the puck is knocked to the far boards. We have a penalty coming up. Our first power play of the game will go to Alston Brighton.
Yeah, and this could be a little bit of a spark that Alston Brighton needed. It was a nice play by Hunter to get into the zone. Then I think we're going to get a hooking call here against Aaron Flaherty, the best player on this team. So it'll be 90 seconds man up here for this Alston Brighton team. And we'll see if they can finally get their first shot on goal against Caitlin Sack, who has yet to give up a goal all playoffs.
You're listening to broadcast coverage of the 26th Annual Mayor's Cup Youth Hockey Tournament on WBCA LP 102.9 on your FM dial, your Boston Community Radio Station. So the first power play of the game goes to Charlestown. Again, the penalty time is running time, just like the game clock is. And a lead pass right in on goal, a breakaway attempt. Russo the save, the bid there for Brianna Dacey on the breakaway.
Yeah, they kind of left Russo out to dry there. Nice job by Charlestown. You talk about the size advantage. They also have a speed advantage right now, and that's been a problem for Alston Brighton, where they're just allowing too many odd man rushes.
Quick shot from the point. That was Olivia Arsenal who fired that shot. Russo the save, no rebound. Seth, the key to a good goaltender is to limit rebounds. Russo's done a fine job of that so far.
Yeah, Russo really can't be blamed for either of the goals thus far. She had to give up a shot right in front of her goal with no one around that offensive player in the first goal, and the second one was just a nice finish. She's done a great job of keeping this game as close as it's been.
Charlestown looking for a rebound off that point shot, and it's missed. Alston Brighton will come back in transition. Here's Hunter into the offensive zone. Works around her defender. Quick shot on. There's the first shot for Alston Brighton, and that was a terrific save as Alston Brighton with a power play opportunity here.
First time we've seen Sacco forced to make a save, and a really good finish on Hunter, who's clearly one of the better puck handlers for this Alston Brighton side.
Dacey brings the puck in the offensive zone. The penalty has expired, so Charlestown able to kill off that first disadvantage. Alston Brighton 0-for-1 on the power play. As the Warriors bring it back the other way, Charlestown had three shorthanded shots on that disadvantage. Alston Brighton with a chance from the near circle. That shot blocked aside as we tick down to a minute 15 remaining in our opening period. Alston Brighton looking for an offensive chance here. Charlestown using that size to prevent the opportunity. Rory McConnell, number 15, takes her opponent to the boards. And the Townies will attack up ice. 2-0 in favor of Charlestown. As this one is sent in wide of the Alston Brighton net, Seth, we're going to have an icing as the clock continues to move.
Yeah, this is a chance here for Alston Brighton. We've seen them play a little bit better since giving up that first goal, and even a little bit better after giving up the second goal. A great chance on their lone shot on the power play by Stella Hunter. They've got to get her the puck in dangerous zones. We've seen that she's strong enough to hold off some of those Charlestown defenders. Feed her, and maybe something good will happen. You also have to crash the net on her chances.
So the off the faceoff, Charlestown gaining possession. And the Townies will look to clear. This puck will be kept in by Bork at the point. A-wife Bork. Charlestown gaining possession. Erin Flaherty has the puck. Flaherty works it across the red line. She's looking for an opportunity. Could have a breakaway attempt here. Flaherty in alone, and she whistles it wide. Tried to go far side with that shot. As the first period coming to an end, and we will have a 2-0 lead for Charlestown at the end of the first period. So territorially, shots on goal, Charlestown advantages in both of those categories. 12-2 were the shots. Alston Brighton, I think, really needs to get this next goal to stay in it.
I would agree, but honestly, if I'm Alston Brighton, I feel a little bit better after this first period. The way the first game went, losing 13-1, you're in it right now. You're very much in this game. You need a break or two, but they feel like they can play with Charlestown a little bit, and it just comes down to can they get a little bit more going offensively.
Charlestown 17-3-2, so they are a dynamic team, and they have a 2-0 lead. Alston Brighton hanging with them so far. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Boston Parks and Recreation, Martin J. Walsh, Mayor of the City of Boston, the Boston Bruins Foundation, P&G Gillette, Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation, also FMC Ice Sports, Boston University, Northeastern University, Harvard University, UMass Boston, and of course, the host, Boston College.
Yeah, it's great to see so many of these young players across all the levels of youth hockey getting to play, not only at BC, but at some of the other big venues here in the city of Boston, and those colleges giving their support, giving the players a chance to play at on an ice sheet that maybe they'll get to play on in a couple of years when they are suiting up at a higher level.
Yeah, Seth, it's got to be a big thrill for these players to play in these big rinks like this.
Well, especially for this game. The Boston College women's hockey team finished up their practice right before this game, so it was a chance for some of these girls to see girls who might be from the city of Boston or who might be their heroes getting to suit up and practice as BC is having another strong season on the women's side.
So we have second period action underway, 13 minutes on the clock, and Alston Brighton will clear to the line as we get going here in the second period. Charlestown in the red with white and blue trim, very similar to the Montreal Canadian uniforms. Alston Brighton in the home white with orange and black trim. Warriors in possession of the puck as we get our second period underway. This is Hunter into the offensive zone. She's got a winger, fires the shot wide. And Alston Brighton will chase the rebound to the far boards.
And anytime Hunter has the puck, it just seems like Alston Brighton has a chance to do something. She's actually able to skate with the speed and strength to get past a couple defensemen. That time just didn't quite have the angle to put a shot on target.
Charlestown with an odd man rush the other way. Cross-ice pass will go to the far boards. Alston Brighton looking to defend. Charlestown with the puck at the far circle. And the Townies will get a quality shot here. Russo directs that puck to the corner. And the Warriors will play the puck off the wall, and they'll get it out to center ice. Rory McConnell mentioned her name quite a bit in that opening period. Skated behind the net. McConnell working the puck ahead, but a nice check there, keeping the puck in low. That was Audrey Wellstead, number 66 for Alston Brighton. She's got support back on the blue line there, but Charlestown able to work it out. Here's Hastings into the offensive zone, trying to take a bad angle shot. And it'll be chased to the corner. Kate Frawley providing support, getting it back to the right point. This puck worked toward the front of the goal. Charlestown is able to keep it in. Kate Frawley firing the puck ahead, but Alston Brighton able to work the loose puck out to center ice. Townies play it down ice. This will go wide of Russo. Will have an icing call as the clock continues to move here at Conti Forum. 2-0, Charlestown.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting as this game goes along. I wonder what Andy Hunter does with these offensive zone draws. I'd probably run a little bit more of those top two skaters, Wellstead and Hunter. They seem to be creating the most, but he's going to keep Cohen out here to take this offensive zone draw.
Alston Brighton able to get a stick on it off the faceoff, but Charlestown now gaining possession. They'll come out of there right to left. And an odd skater rush. Kate Frawley with a drop pass. Cohen was there to get a stick on it for Alston Brighton. And the Warriors now in possession of it behind their own net. And a pass up the wall is worked up toward the blue line. Charlestown with the puck on the far boards. Here's Lambert with it. Lambert cuts to the goal. A shot. Russo got a blocker on that one.
Another nice save from Russo, who has been huge for her side, already in double digits in saves.
Corcoran tried to lay that puck in front. It's a bouncing puck, and Russo with the presence of mind to come out and smother that puck. So we'll have a draw with 9.5 and counting remaining here in our second period.
And the longer this game stays at 2-0, John, I think you're 100% right. This next goal really will decide this game, because if Alston Brighton gets it back, all of a sudden they're in the game. If it becomes 3-0 and you're late in the second period, I'm not quite sure that Alston Brighton's going to be able to generate enough chances to get back into this game.
And special teams so important. When you have the opportunities, you got to cash in. Alston Brighton has had the game's only power play, and they were unable to capitalize. We'll see how the rest of this game plays out as Alston Brighton will gain possession in the neutral zone. Warriors come into the zone. There's Hunter with a fabulous move, but Charlestown able to get a body back. That's Amaya Hastings. Got a stick on that. And Phoebe Neese also in the area for Charleston. Here's a quick centering pass, knocked aside, and Alston Brighton will get a shot on goal there as Stella Hunter with that shot. And a nice save there by Caitlin Sacco. Puck wound in deep. Townies will gain possession with 8:25 to play in our second period. Here's Hunter on a nice poke check. She is in possession of it. Hunter in front, a backhander right on, and a nice save there by Sacco. Alston Brighton with their best opportunity of the game thus far.
We haven't had to talk much about Caitlin Sacco, but that was an immense save. Really nice move by Hunter to get some space. Goes to the back end. That's going to beat most goalies at this level, but Sacco followed it very well. A nice glove save, not giving up what easily could have been that all-important next goal. And again, there's a reason that she's posted back-to-back shutouts. Hasn't been tested much, but a big third save of the game.
Yeah, she made the glove save there as Alston Brighton with a strong bid. And Charlestown trying to move the puck ahead. And that was Rory Shields who tried to make a play and was taken down. Alston Brighton now in possession. As each team with two shots here in the second period. So Alston Brighton with a couple of good scoring opportunities. And the Warriors will angle the puck out to center ice here. Charlestown will send in. And Rory McConnell dumps it below the goal line, and Juliana Kaufman in possession of it. Kaufman with a lead pass, and the Warriors able to work it out to center ice. Could be a chance for a two-on-one here, broken up. Annie Driscoll able to work it out to center ice. On the follow-up, it's sent in to the Charlestown zone, and it's played out to center ice. Sophia Ginsburg able to knock the puck ahead. And now playing it for Charlestown is Rory McConnell. In over the line. Puck sent in wide of the net. Ginsburg is there to play it. Her shot hit the side of the net. And Alston Brighton in possession of it. Here's a clear to the point, kept in. And a chance here. Ginsburg with a shot right on. And the save made by Ava Russo. 6:10 remaining in our second period. And a chance here, a shot from the circle by Rory McConnell, covered up by Russo.
That's just too easy for Russo. That channel opened up. We could see it from our angle. There was no traffic in front. Really easy save for the Alston Brighton goalie.
Another offensive zone draw for Charlestown. John Leahy with Seth Orensky and our entire crew here at Conti Forum. Charlestown with a 2-0 lead. That was the score after one, if you're just tuning in. Alston Brighton in the white uniforms. Puck is lost down low. Charlestown getting a stick on it, but Hunter has the loose puck for Alston Brighton, and she will start the attack ahead. Hunter accelerates and trying to split the D, but Charlestown denying. Getting a stick on it there was Amaya Hastings. And Alston Brighton will give chase. Juliana Kaufman squeezes one out to center ice. Here's Audrey Wellstead. She'll attack into the Charlestown zone. Her path is cut off by Amaya Gosselin-Neves. And the Townies looking to start something in the transition game. Puck on the stick of Hastings. And she will knock the puck ahead, taken over there by Hunter. Hunter's flip. Charlestown able to squeeze it back across the line. Moving in is Hastings. She lost control of it. And the Townies will work the puck from the near circle, but beautiful back check there. And Alston Brighton will send down.
That was a big poke check previous to that play by Brianna Daisy to keep Hunter from going the other way with speed. We've seen Hunter almost a one-man wrecking crew at points, and Daisy slowed her down, eventually lost the puck. But that's the big thing. If you're Charlestown, you constantly have to know when Hunter's out there and have to have bodies back, because she's proven capable of going through one or even two defensemen by herself.
Absolutely. She has been the top offensive threat for Alston Brighton, as Charlestown able to control off the faceoff. A bouncing puck in on Russo, and she will cover it up. All right. We'll get to our sponsors here in a moment. Quick shot deflected in wide of Russo, Charlestown. will work it toward the front of the goal, and Alston Brighton will send it out to center ice. And some contact there across the blue line, and we will have a whistle. 26th Annual Mayor's Cup Youth Hockey Tournament is hosted by the Boston Parks and Recreation Department with support from Boston Mayor Martin J. Walsh and from presenting sponsor the Boston Bruins Foundation with additional support from P&G Gillette.
We're going to get another power play. This time it's Charlestown's Phoebe Neese heading to the box after she took down Catherine Cedrone. So second power play opportunity of the day for Alston Brighton. And we'll see if Alston Brighton can come away with some more looks. They had just the one chance on the power play the first time, actually outshot 3-1 back in the first period. Here's a great chance coming for Charlestown right off the faceoff.
And it'll be a breakaway attempt for the Townies. And a backhander and a score. A breakaway, and Charlestown able to capitalize. They will take the 3-0 lead.
I believe it's Caitlin Alves, and it is Alves. What a beautiful play. Was able to come away with the puck off the faceoff, one-on-one with the goalie, and Russo's...
I'm sorry, Seth. Actually, that was Julia Lambert, on that breakaway.
16, not 10. It's a little bit more difficult
tough to
with
read. Yep.
Some of these jerseys tucked in on these smaller players. I want to give Lambert her due. That was a great finish. Russo's played so well, but that time just opened up some space and a very easy finish for Lambert. Her first of the day.
So the penalty continues on. That's a shorthanded goal for Lambert. And Charlestown now has extended their lead to 3-0. Here's a bouncing puck in on Russo. And she will cover for the faceoff. We talked about the Alston Brighton coaches. Andy Hunter, the head coach. Molly Santry by his side. And Harry Hatzelaftheritis is the third coach. Derek Arsenault coaching Charlestown. Ken McConnell assisting him on the bench.
Yeah, that's a backbreaker if you're Alston Brighton. You've played so well at 5-on-5 in this period.
Absolutely.
All even. And then Lambert, one of the best plays of this game, a shorthanded tally.
Here's a quick pass back to the point. Alston Brighton now really needs to be in desperation mode as they trail it by 3. As the Warriors grab the puck below the goal line toward the front of the net. Shot, score! From the far circle, Alston Brighton getting on the board here.
And guess who? It's Stella Hunter. We figured it would be Hunter either setting up the goal or scoring, and that is a backbreaker because it could have been 2-1 right after the power play ends. Unfortunately, they give up the early shorthanded goal. They get one back at 3-1. They're still in this game, but now it's even more important. That next goal has to go Alston Brighton's way if they're going to get back into this game.
Well, hockey is a game of momentum, and Hunter able to switch the momentum with that goal. And it's a 3-1 game. Unassisted goal for Hunter. And Alston Brighton right back in it, 3-1.
And a good response. That first goal of the period for Charlestown came 10 minutes plus into the period and getting one back about a minute later.
Neves with that opportunity, and a nice save by Russo. Puck played out center ice. Charlestown able to work it back in the offensive zone as we're down to the final 12 seconds of this second period. Bouncing puck off a shot wide of Russo. And Alston Brighton trying to clear. This puck will be kept in. Here's a shot along the ice by Rory Shields. Knocked aside by Russo. And that'll do it for our second period. So Charlestown took what seemed to be an insurmountable 3-0 lead, Seth, but a huge goal by Alston Brighton at the end of that second period. And we should have one heck of a third period coming your way.
Yeah, the goal scored a minute and 4 seconds apart. Huge response from Alston Brighton. And you said in the pregame, typically we get some really good close games here in the Mayor's Cup Championship, and we've got a great finish coming for you because of that late goal from Hunter. Totally swung the momentum back, and I think Alston Brighton now feels like they have a chance in the third period.
Charlestown with the 6-3 shot advantage in that second period. They have an 18-5 edge through two periods. So Charlestown 3, Alston Brighton 1. You're watching coverage of the Mayor's Cup Youth Hockey Tournament. This is the Under 12 Girls Championship. And Seth, just to get to this point, it's quite a monumentous accomplishment. Both of these teams have had terrific seasons.
Yeah, you've had to win multiple games just to get here, and now a chance to win it in front of your friends and family on such a historic venue. This is a really fun final 13 minutes we've got coming up.
All right. So we are just about set for third period. Let's take a look once again at our sponsors, Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation. Also, FMC, Ice Sports, Boston University, Northeastern University, Harvard University, University of Massachusetts at Boston, and of course, the host school, Boston College. Beanpot well represented from our sponsors here, Seth. All four Beanpot schools.
And some credit to the Division III school, UMass Boston.
Indeed, and I have to say I'm partial to them. That's my alma mater. So I want to thank all the Boston schools for their participation in the Mayor's Cup Youth Hockey Tournament. As we're underway here in the third period, again, 13 minutes of running time. Alston Brighton with the puck. Both teams at full strength to start this third period. Charlestown looking to play the loose puck. Kate Frawley sweeps it to the line and out to center ice. Penalty benches are across the way here. Charlestown's bench on the opposite side of the arena. Alston Brighton directly in front of our broadcast location at ice level here at Conte Forum. Puck wound in wide of the net. Tessa Keneally looking for a clear. Charlestown keeps it on the half wall. Here's a shot from the far circle, and it sneaks through for a Charlestown goal.
That is a backbreaker for Alston Brighton. It looks like there might have been a deflection. If not a deflection, it certainly kind of changed the eye level there on Russo. Shot from a tight angle. There was a stick up in front, and as a Charlestown player celebrates so hard, she ends up slipping to the ice.
Yeah, this is Ann Driscoll who took that shot, I believe. And that would make it a 4-1 game. Look, Russo was in position to make the save, Seth, but it looks like she might have misjudged it at the last moment.
So it's a unassisted goal to Driscoll, 4-1. And at this point, Alston Brighton's going to have to find a way to score and score quickly, down by three for the second time today.
And again, they're going to have to find something to change the momentum. And the Townies in possession of the puck in their defensive zone. Alston Brighton trying to work it toward the front of the goal. It's broken up, and Anna Corcoran able to send the puck out. Corcoran with one defender to beat. Corcoran at the far circle. She'll get a shot on. Russo makes the save up high. Rebound and a save by Russo. Russo has not given up rebounds today, but there was one there for Charlestown, and she was able to make the save on the second shot. Alston Brighton winding the puck in deep. Clock continues to move with 10:45 to go. Here's a quick centering pass and a shot wide of the net.
Really good look for Fahey right in front, but she puts it just wide on the centering feed.
Puck worked out to center ice here, and Alston Brighton is in possession of it. Ava Enright, number 42, swings at far boards for Julia Santry. And they'll dump in. Charlestown will be in possession of the loose puck. Out at center ice, Ventulo. Her pass knocked down, and Hunter has the puck. She's the lone goal scorer for Alston Brighton thus far. Hunter plays the puck over the line. She's got room to work. Quick shot blocked at the defense. And Santry will lay one out in front. Charlestown with good positioning there defensively, but they're unable to clear the zone. Quick shot on, knocked aside by Sacco. And it'll be worked back to the point. Alston Brighton able to keep in. Charlestown with bodies in good positions here. Quick shot, glove saved by Sacco, and it's knocked to the near boards. And unable to keep it in there was Juliana Kaufman. Charlestown able to control it. Here's Alves over the line. Caitlin Alves. Drop pass to the high slot, broken up. And Hunter back the other way for Alston Brighton. Her pass is stopped by Phoebe Neese.
Good defensive play by Neese. Could have been a two-on-two with Hunter and Wellstead, and instead she was able to break it up right at the red line and get a faceoff coming after the offside.
Well, this draw will come outside the Alston Brighton line. And the Townies send out Rory Shields to take this faceoff. She pokes the puck ahead. Warriors looking to clear. They'll get it out to center ice. Puck sent in. And Alston Brighton first on the puck. Tessa Keneally, number 12. And a quick opportunity here is Estelle Corbett with a nice poke check, leading to an opportunity. Alston Brighton will send down ice. This will be an icing call. And Seth, the clock continues to run with 8:25 remaining.
Yeah, and Charlestown's got to feel pretty good right now. They've done a great job of limiting the chances for Alston Brighton, especially here in the third period. And it's been nice because they do have that top scoring line, but it's been four different players who have scored today. This team is just so deep. And with a couple players on the U10 team playing the championship game, they could be a team that has a chance to not only, if they hang on today, win today, but win maybe a couple years in a row with the amount of talent they have coming through the pipeline.
And you said it, four different goal scorers. It's always huge to have offensive depth. And this Charlestown team certainly demonstrating that today. As the puck is fought for in deep, and Alston Brighton making a nice play defensively. Warriors will angle it out to center ice. And it'll be carried in across the line. Nice effort there by Audrey Wellstead, who had two defenders in her way. Alston Brighton will send the puck ahead. Bork able to knock it ahead. And down to play it is Phoebe Neese for Charlestown. There to assist on the far wall is Kate Frawley. Alston Brighton looking to get the puck back to the point, but no one in position. Charlestown will gain entry into the neutral zone. And they'll have an odd skater rush. Here's a quick shot. Save made. And on the rebound, it's batted home. Amaya Gosselin-Neves was on the doorstep. And Seth, a juicy rebound. All Neves had to do was poke it in the open side. That makes it a 5-1 game.
Yeah, it was Amaya Hastings who was able to break through the defense, took a shot from an awkward angle. And the big thing was she put it on target. So often, if you put the puck on target, get the rebound, it leads to an opportunity. And that time, the other Amaya, Gosselin-Neves, right there able to poke it home with the backhand, a fifth different goal scorer today.
And Charlestown able to win the faceoff, looking for more. Puck at the far circle, a shot by Neves, missed the net. And it's now a four-goal game. Townies on top in the girls' under-12 championship. And a centering pass here hit the side of the net. And Alston Brighton, nice job to get this puck out to center ice. And it is worked into the neutral zone here, and Alston Brighton in possession of it. Hunter going to send the puck ahead for Cohen, broken up there by Frawley. Frawley gains the final blue, but Alston Brighton able to play the puck out to center ice. We have an... Hastings picks up the lone assist on the goal at 6:29. And the way this game is playing out, Seth, you got to think that this is going to be kind of insurmountable here for Alston Brighton, the way things are shaping up.
Yeah, Alston Brighton with just five shots through the first two periods. They need four goals here in the final five and a half, and they've got to do it against a very good goaltender in Sacco.
Charlestown looking for an opportunity in the offensive zone. This puck will roll to Russo, and she makes a good decision here to smother that loose puck.
And Russo's been a difference maker today. Give her a lot of credit. The first time these two teams played, it was 13-1. During the postseason, we've seen Charlestown beat Parkway 9-0, Dorchester 5-0. They have just the five goals. They've had a ton of chances. She's played extremely well. It's just been Charlestown team's a little relentless.
Quick centering pass. Russo got a stick on that. Here's a shot from the point by Merrill Sudic. Back to the point. Charlestown will work one toward the goal. 20 saves now for Russo in goal for Alston Brighton. This puck will be worked out to center ice.
And that's 20 saves with a running clock playing 39 total minutes. In a higher level game, you're looking at probably a 30-40 save total.
Charlestown looking for their 18th victory of the season. And they are just over 4 minutes away from accomplishing that. Townies will send it up the half wall. And Brianna Dacey trying to get a stick on it. Winds up on the stick of Erin Flaherty, number six. A lead pass out to center. This is going to be a breakaway opportunity here. Corcoran is in alone, and a great save by Russo. Rebound is knocked in. The first save was made. How many times did we see it in hockey, Seth? The rebound laying right out in front, and it looked like Julia Lambert was there to bury it, and that makes it a 6-1 game.
I think it was actually Kate Frawley this time, number 11, but you might be right with Lambert. Yeah, we'll go with Lambert. I might be... might have seen the wrong number there. Either way, Charlestown has been so good at following the rebounds. We've seen that score three, maybe four of their goals where they're just able to follow the rebound. Russo hasn't been giving up too many of them, but they've been crashing the net constantly and getting high goal scoring opportunities from good looks and good spots.
So it's now a 6-1 game. Alston Brighton looking to create something. Here's a quick shot from the point. It's a score. As Sacco got her glove on that shot, but it hopped over the glove. Kind of a tricky shot for her to play there. Unable to control it, and it's a goal for Alston Brighton. That makes it 6-2. That should be Ava Enright's goal.
A lot of action in front. Sacco might have lost it a little bit with her eyes, and it's a nice response from this Alston Brighton team. They continue to work hard, just haven't been able to get enough chances in this game.
Charlestown will bring the puck in. And Hunter will pick up an assist on that goal. And I believe, I didn't catch the goal score there, but it looked like Enright.
It was Enright, and Hunter now has points on both goals today.
Yep, goal and an assist. And so she has been the offensive star for Alston Brighton. They'll have a chance here with a backhander. Sacco gets a glove on that. Loose puck is gobbled up by the Townies. They'll look to clear the zone with just over 2 minutes remaining here in the girls' under-12 championship. Puck sent in deep. Charlestown will try to exit the zone. Alston Brighton keeping in. Here's a shot blocked, and the Warriors will send one in. Puck stick to the side of the net. Charlestown led 2-0 after one period. They got off to a good start. They led 3-1 after two. And they've extended that lead to 6-2 here in the third. Here come the Townies into the offensive zone. Another opportunity with a quick shot. Tried to go five-hole there was Aaron Flaherty, and Russo with a big save.
Yeah, Flaherty with the big head of steam. The only thing the defenseman could do in that situation was just try to push her a little bit wider and cut down on the angle. And a nice job by Russo to stop the puck and then be able to cover up before it bounced behind her and into the net.
Clock continuing to move as it is 39 minutes of continuous running time. The rules for this tournament. Clear here, kept in by the Townies. Puck deflected to the far wall. And the puck hit a leg. Alston Brighton will work the puck out to center ice. Game effort for both of these teams. They should both be proud of their effort today. As the puck will roll in on Sacco, she'll cover for the faceoff.
Yeah, a much closer game than the regular season. A really good job of Alston Brighton to keep working hard throughout this contest.
So the faceoff will come in the Charlestown zone. Quick shot blocked, and they'll get the loose puck on goal. Save is made, and time continues to tick down here as the Warriors in the neutral zone lose the handle on the loose puck. Charlestown will take it in across the line, and to the near circle it comes. Corbett lost the handle on it, and the Warriors able to bring it out to center as time will tick down here at Conte Forum. Quick shot deflected away, and Charlestown will capture the under-12 championship as they are out to salute. Goaltender Caitlin Sacco. Charlestown picks up the win, 6-2 the final.
Yeah, and Sacco had a nice game. Didn't face nearly as many shots as Russo, but came up with some timely saves when the game was still 2-0. Balanced scoring all day from Charlestown. Five different goal scorers. Julia Lambert scored the sixth goal, so she ended up with two goals. But a really strong performance from Charlestown and able to score that third goal shorthand, and that was really the difference maker. Alston Brighton able to get one back right away, but they were never able to get back within one. And it just felt like too big of a hill to climb as that Charlestown defense played extremely well all day long, giving up just 8 shots on target.
Well, hockey is a game of momentum swings. Charlestown looked to be in control with a 3-0 lead. Alston Brighton with that big goal to make it 3-1, but Charlestown in the end just too tough.
Yeah, Charlestown just a little bit deeper. We saw them play with probably 5 or 6 more players, but also a little bit stronger, a little bit speedier. Alston Brighton had one line where they were able to really play Wellstead and Hunter, but in reality it was Charlestown having 2 or 3 lines that were able to create a lot of good chances and be able to put together a couple of goals today. It wasn't just a one player offensively. We thought Flaherty would have a big game. I'm not sure if she was even the best offensive player today for Charlestown, and that shows the depth of this team.
Now you talk about special teams. It really didn't come into play too much. There were only 2 minor penalties called, but the game was really won on 5-on-5 hockey.
Yeah, Charlestown able to score 5 of their goals 5-on-5. They did score a shorthanded goal on the opposite side. Alston Brighton was able to come back and score a goal late on that power play. So even turns of special teams. But Charlestown just had a little bit more today. They're a very, very strong team now, 18-3-2 on the season. And clearly this is a program where they've just got a lot going on. As the final shots, 26-8, they outshot Alston Brighton in every single period, and they didn't give up more than three shots in a single period, and that shows just how good they are. We can talk about all the offensive performances, but their defense played extremely well, keeping the puck in the zone to keep those shifts going where they maybe had two or three chances on a single shift and not giving up a lot of chances unless Hunter was able to kind of do a little bit of a one-man game and create some chances for Alston Brighton.
Well, it's a terrific season. The three stars of the game, Hunter, the number three star with a goal and an assist. Anna Corcoran is your number two star with a goal and an assist. And Julia Lambert with two goals, she is your number one star. So certainly a great effort by both teams and a lot of great individual performances.
Yeah, Hunter certainly deserved a star for Alston Brighton, even in a losing effort. But Lambert was tremendous in this game, scoring some timely goals, including that sixth goal. And what I love from Charlestown is they played the game the right way. They crashed the net. They didn't give up on plays. Okay, the goalie made the initial save. Let's keep fighting to keep the puck alive. And they just played a little bit of a better team game today. And that was in part because they have some stronger skaters. They have some stronger puck handlers. They were able to work a little bit better where three or four players were involved in the goals versus Alston Brighton, where it was just one or two players having to try to create.
So Charlestown wins it by a score of 6-2. And they capture the girls under 12 championship here at Conte Forum. So we will take one final look at our sponsors. We would like to thank Boston Parks and Recreation, Martin G. Walsh, Mayor, the Boston Bruins Foundation, P&G Gillette, Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation, FMCI Sports, Boston University, Northeastern University, Harvard University, UMass Boston, and the host school, Boston College. Again, the final score, Charlestown 6 and Alston Brighton 2. Charlestown wins the girls' under 12 championship. For Seth Arensky and our entire crew here at Conte Forum on the campus of Boston College, I'm John Leahy saying good day from Boston College.